car.
You were running an errand for yourself.
Was more than she bargained for.
I wasn't able to stop in time, so I rear-ended the vehicle.
So you caused the accident.
Then a chain reaction of lies.
She lied to them so they would pay her a settlement.
Let's say that's true. Then you would owe her the whole $7,000. So why would you bring that up? That's stupid. Are you just playing dumb, or is it for real?
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 25-year-old Catherine LeClaire is suing former friend, 22-year-old Heather Luna, for the balance on an automobile loan and for the cost of a new vehicle after Heather wrecked her car.
Order. All rise. Yes, case number 476 on the calendar, the matter of LeClaire versus Luna.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Miss LeClaire, this was a friend of yours. She was using your car with your permission. She had an accident with the car. The car was totaled by the insurance company. The insurance company paid you a check, which you cashed and used, but there was a shortfall on the banknote that you owed on the car, and you want Miss Luna to be responsible for that. That's what the case is about. The rest of it is nonsense. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay. Miss Luna, when did you borrow Miss LeClaire's car?
She had surgery a few times, so I wasn't borrowing it. She was asking me to run errands for her, favors, things like that, take her to and from surgery. And November 9th was when I had the accident. And she didn't ask me for any monetary value or anything
Just a second. November 9th is when you had the accident.
Yes.
Where were you going?
I was on my way back to our house at the time.
Whose house?
Mine and Catherine's apartment.
So you were living together?
Yes, we were.
How long had you been living together?
For about 3 months.
Shh.
Sorry.
I wasn't asking you anything.
At the time of the accident, about a month, month and a half.
On November 9th, when you had this accident, where were you going? Back to the house that you were living with Miss LeClaire. Where had you been?
I had been going to look at a bed, and I was hoping that it would fit in her vehicle.
You were going to look for a bed?
Yes.
For whom?
For myself and my sister, because she was also living with us.
So you were running an errand for yourself?
Yes.
So at the time of the accident, you were not on Miss LeClaire's business, you were on your own business.
However, she lied to her insurance.
Judge. I'll get there. I don't want you to worry. There won't be anything that is relevant that I'm not going to get to today.
Yes, ma'am.
You were on your own errand.
Correct.
Tell me about the accident.
I was coming back on the 91 freeway west, and it was traffic, and the cars in front of me slammed on their brakes real fast, and I wasn't able to stop in time. So I rear-ended a vehicle, and that vehicle turned rear-ended the vehicle in front of it.
Were you the last car?
Yes, I was.
So you caused the accident?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have the report?
I do not.
Do you?
Yes.
I'd like to see it.
And the last page of this packet is her insurance company saying she's 100% at fault for the accident.
Yeah, she was at fault.
Okay.
I didn't need a whole report to say that. You're the last car. You hit the car in front of you. The car in front of you hits the car in front of it. It's your fault because nobody hit you. They were traveling slowly enough and far behind enough so that they were able to stop. Now, how much did you get from your insurance company?
The insurance company paid out to Capital One $5,067.60.
Did you have any driver's insurance?
Yes, I did.
And?
My insurance only covers the damage on the other vehicles, not hers.
Did it cover the damage on the other vehicles?
Yes, ma'am.
And how much was left owing on the car?
What was left owed is $2,759.30 after the insurance paid them off.
Can I see that, please?
Yes.
Okay, Miss Luna, now the ball is in your court. You can tell me whatever you want to tell me about why you think you're not responsible for the payout or the lack of funds that were received by her insurance company to satisfy her loan. Since you were on your own business, the accident was 100% your fault. You explain to me why she should be out this money and not you.
Okay. After the accident, she was like, don't worry about it. Everything will be fine. Insurance is going to take care of it. You know, just, well, she ended up lying to them. I didn't know. I've never been in an accident. I didn't know that was actually lying.
How did she lie to the insurance?
She told them that I was doing something for her. She said I was going to her mother's house to pick up cake pans and come back. So that way insurance would pay her out. Because if it was my fault, insurance wouldn't have paid her.
So?
Or if I was doing something for myself, I'm sorry.
You wanted to owe her more money?
No, I'm sorry. I said if I was doing something for myself is where I would have owed the full amount. But she lied to them so they would pay her a settlement. And
right.
After
now, what I'm asking you, Miss Luna, is what you're saying to me doesn't make sense. Because if what she did was tell them that you were on an errand for her, and I'm not going to ask her that question because she doesn't have a lawyer here and I don't want to commit insurance fraud, but let's say that's true.
Okay.
Then you would owe her the whole $7,000. So why would you bring that up? That's stupid. I mean, that's stupid. Don't you understand how stupid that is?
Yes.
So then why would you bring it up?
I don't know. I thought it would matter. You know, basically she's asking to get paid twice now.
No, she's not.
Yes, because insurance already paid her.
Listen to me, Bird. Would you take a piece of paper? Maybe I can help you out a little bit with this. Take this little piece of paper. And go over to Miss Luna, please, and let her borrow your pen for a moment.
Luna?
Yes. On the back side of it. She can write on the back side. Now, write a big number 7.
Okay.
That's the amount that the plaintiff owed on the car.
Yes.
Now, under the 7, put a 5. That's how much the insurance company paid her for the car.
I understand.
Now put a line right under there and you subtract 5 from 7. What do you get?
2, ma'am.
So you explain to me how that means she's getting paid twice.
Because she's suing me for almost $5,000.
No, she's not going to get $5,000. She's going to get the difference in what the insurance company paid her and what she owed on the car because you had an accident with it. That was your fault.
I understand that, but I don't understand where it's my fault that she has to pay for a vehicle that's less value than what they paid out. She owes more than what it's worth.
You want me to explain that to you? I'm going to try to explain.
No, I don't understand where it's my responsibility. She's suing me. She didn't ask for any money for almost 2 months. And all of a sudden, she finds out she just wants to sue me. There's no...
Miss Luna, I mean, are you just playing dumb, or is it an act, or is it for real?
It's...
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
He wasn't cheating because he wasn't living with you, and you're not married. He may have had another relationship, but that doesn't mean he was cheating. You don't have a marriage contract, and you already told me you threw him out.
Catherine LeClaire says former friend Heather Luna owes for wrecking her car. Heather says she was doing Catherine a favor.
Listen carefully. You buy a car for $50,000. You take out a $45,000 loan on the car. You put down $5,000. You drive the car for a year. Now you can sell the car, if you're lucky, depending upon the car, for $30,000. You still own $40,000 on the car. Now do you understand?
I understand.
So the insurance company, when they have an accident and she has collision on the car, they say, well, we're going to total it. We'll give you what the blue book value of the car is. There is an additional kind of insurance that people can get on a car. So I found this out recently. It's called gap insurance.
Me too.
Now, gap insurance, if you want additional insurance, will cover the gap between what the car is actually worth, what you'd get if it was totaled, and what you owe to the insurance company. But not everybody pays extra for gap insurance. They don't have to. And if the accident wasn't your fault, I would say, you know what? You let her borrow the car, and that's what happens if you let somebody borrow your car. It's your responsibility. Somebody sideswiped her, somebody hit her, somebody hit her in a parking lot when she parked it. That's not her responsibility. But it was your fault, 100%, and you caused a lot of other damage. So why should anybody else, the cars in front of you that you hit, or the plaintiff, be responsible to pay the difference between what she owes on the car and what she got from insurance for a problem that you caused? Now, do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect.
I don't want to hear anything else about the car you had to buy and any other problems that you had. You don't want to have those kind of problems. Don't let anybody else use your car.
I know that now.
Perfect. Good. Okay. Payout on the car is $2,759. Judgment for the plaintiff. Thank you. That's
parties are excused. You may step out.
Common sense. You crashed a car, you pay for what you did.
She's lying so she could get paid out.
She's not owning up to her responsibility.
She said that I was doing something for her so she could get paid out.
She's 24 years old. She needs to grow up and take responsibility for her actions.
The Sue thing came up when she found out I was dating her ex-boyfriend.
No, I'm glad they're together. They can be happily in love and have children. It's fine.
I have no harsh feelings towards her whatsoever.
I don't want to be friends again. I want nothing to do with that family.
She probably hates me. That's what it seems like.
I'm happy I'm done with them.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Alston versus Ellis. Step forward.
Anita Alston is suing her daughter's father, Stephen Ellis, for the cost of a cruise ticket and for money he charged to their room.
Miss Alston, did you and the defendant live together?
Yes, ma'am.
Until when?
We lived together until March 2010.
And when was this cruise that you are suing him for?
We went in September in 2010.
So you went on the cruise after you had already stopped living together?
Yes, ma'am.
And you have a child together?
We do, a 9-month-old.
Why did you decide to go away on a vacation with him and pay for it after you were no longer living together?
Well, I didn't decide to pay for it. The agreement was for both of us to...
No, listen to me. Did you move out or did he move out?
He moved out.
So he moved out, and you're living there with your child?
Yes.
So I'm going to go back and ask you the same question, Miss Alston. You have a child. He leaves you.
Well, I put
him
out.
Now you want...
I put him out.
Well, you didn't tell me that before.
I'm sorry,
Judge. It doesn't make any difference. You must have put him out for a reason.
Yes.
What was the reason?
Marijuana usage.
Well, that's not a good thing. Now, where did he go when you put him out?
He moved back to the old apartments that he was staying in.
Living with whom?
Himself. He has money to...
If he had money, why did you allow him to take money once you got on the cruise from your credit line?
Your Honor, I was not present when he actually debited the card. He was in the casino, and I was in the room sleeping. He came back into the room and told me, Anita, I just lost a lot of money. And I said, how much money did you lose? He said, I just blew $2,000. And he was like, also, that he charged my card for $200. And that was the first night. The second night, he came...
Just a minute. So he lost $2,000.
Yes.
But he didn't charge your card for $2,000.
No, he went to the...
Just a minute. He charged your card for how much?
$200.
Go ahead.
And so then a couple of days later, he does the same thing. He's in the casino all day. I'm tired. I go into the room, and he comes back and said, I lost the money again. You know, I lost a lot of money. And I'm like, okay, how much did you lose this time? He lost an additional $1,000, and then he charged my card $300 additional dollars. So not only did he lose $3,000 of his money, he debited my card $500. So I'm suing him for the money that he owes me for the trip, which is the $500 for the gambling and the $320 for his ticket.
How much were both tickets?
$640.
Did you charge her credit card, Mr. Ellis, with any money for gambling?
We were together, Your Honor. Yes, Your Honor.
You did?
Yes, Your Honor.
When you say you were together, is what you're telling me that the two of you gambled at the same time?
Yes, Your Honor.
That's right.
Did you gamble additionally when she was not with you?
No, Your Honor. I gambled with my money, Your Honor. I have receipts of my money.
Okay, and you lost several thousand dollars.
$3,400, ma'am. And part of that money also was with her plan. I paid for some of her chips as well. So it wasn't that I just
wasted.
That's
not like what? You're interrupting him. He didn't interrupt you.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
If you're going to exercise that kind of what you consider maternal control, you're going to find yourself a very unhappy lady with your daughter, either today or 15 years from now. It's a big mistake.
Anita Alston says her daughter's father, Stephen Ellis, owes for a cruise ticket and for money he charged to their room to cover his gambling losses.
Yeah, you paid for what?
Like, ma'am, like, they give you a $600 minimum a day. So I took out $600. If she's with me or we got off the boat, I would...
What does that mean? They give you
Like, if you go to an ATM, the max you can take out is $600 a day.
Well, that's a maximum, not a minimum.
Yes, ma'am. So I would take that out of my account, and we both would, you know, just enjoy the cruise with my money as well. So it's not that I was just taking...
The $320, what did that include?
Honestly, it had been times that we was just there. She didn't have her car with her. She said, babe, just gonna take this out. And I took it out. That's it. I took it out, as well as I took money out of my own account.
Miss Alston, did you gamble at all?
No.
You didn't go to a slot machine?
No.
At all?
I don't gamble. I was just there to support him, like in the casino, like watching him play.
I don't believe that. Did you pay her back, sir, for your ticket on the cruise?
Ma'am, it was never discussed to me.
That was either yes or no. I either paid her back the $320 for the ticket or I did not.
I didn't, ma'am.
Did not?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Do you visit with your daughter?
No, ma'am.
Why not?
I haven't seen my daughter since November 6th.
Why?
That's a lie.
Well, I seen...
One more time, I'm just throwing out your whole case. Do you understand?
Yeah, sorry.
The question is why?
Your Honor, after the cruise, we still wasn't together, but we was communicating over the phone, and I was talking to a female friend, honestly. She spent the night over my house that night.
So you were with somebody else?
Yes, ma'am. And 6 o'clock that morning, a Saturday morning, I came outside to warm up her car.
I don't, yeah. So you're telling me it was over another relationship that you were having at the same time?
Everything came up November 6th.
Okay. Now, prior to November 6th, had you been seeing your daughter regularly?
Yes, ma'am, every week.
When? What days?
Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday when I'm off.
And since November 6th, you say you haven't seen her. What does that mean?
I've seen my daughter once since then. Your
when?
Honor. I see my daughter December 16th to the 17th for 12 hours.
Have you asked to see her for the 3 days that you used to see her?
Every week.
And why have you not been able to do that?
Because she's honestly, she's being evil to me right now. I can't explain nothing else. She's just being evil.
Why don't you go to court and get a court
order? I just did that, ma'am. I did that. I signed the birth certificate as well.
Miss Alston, can you explain to me why Mr. Ellis used to see his daughter 3 days a week prior to November 6th, and since November 6th, he hasn't enjoyed the same schedule?
Because he hasn't paid child support.
You mean that stopped on November 6th?
Yes, after I caught him cheating.
Just a second. He wasn't cheating because he wasn't living with you, and you're not married, so he's not cheating. He may have had another relationship, but that doesn't mean he was cheating. You don't have a marriage contract, and you already told me you threw him out. So if he has another relationship, he's entitled to do that. So it doesn't make sense to me that if you found out he was also having another relationship, that he would stop paying child support unless you stopped allowing him to have the same kind of access to his daughter as he had before. So my question is, did you stop him from having that kind of access to his daughter as he had enjoyed prior to November 6th?
I did not stop him. He told me that he didn't want to have Giuliano because we were getting into arguments. And then after...
Why would you be getting into arguments?
Because...
You weren't getting into an argument when you paid for the cruise ticket, Miss Alston.
We were. We've had several arguments.
Miss Alston, you picked him. You fathered a child with him. If it was a mistake, it's a mistake. He's her father. And if you're going to exercise that kind of what you consider maternal control, you're going to find yourself a very unhappy lady with your daughter, either today or 15 years from now. It's a big mistake.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning is provided. Are you in a family dispute? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
If he broke your heart, that's your problem. That's not your daughter's problem. So I think that Mr. Ellis should pay for his cruise ticket, period. Because I think if you have a good meal, you pay for it. He went on the cruise, he should pay for that. As far as the extras are concerned, I think he paid for some and I think you paid for some, and that's perfectly fine. But I think you better revisit this seeming contempt that you have for him as a parent by modifying an arrangement of visitation that seemed to be working okay before November 6th. We understand each other?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $320. That's all.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy...
I just say it's a shame when it's a father that cares about their child.
Understand that sometimes fathers, they may want to do what's best for their child.
They want to be in their child's life, and it's women out there that makes it harder on the father.
But ultimately, women, we have to protect our children.
Honestly, I just hope that I can see my daughter soon.
That he'll basically get it together and he'll be there to support her financially and emotionally.